WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We'll go with that. It's time for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch accounts called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle above the screen. You use credit card Rock Talk or Lens and Warden Fortnite Item Shop. But by Snoop Dogg, or no, you get Snoop Dogg for free. By Shaq, where I carry Batman, Cyberpunk, and more, because hashtag epic partner. It is the,
so many crossovers.
And it's only just begun. It's the prelude to the series finale of Monday Night Raw on the USA Network on cable television, to be more specific. We're here live to talk about it. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to Netflix. Again, I know we keep saying it, but y'all, it be weird. I'm kind of with Rock. I will be happy when the pre-taped Raws are over and we're back live, but it's still going to be weird, man. It's going to be so weird when we go to Netflix, but...
And we're back to 3 hours. And we're going to be back to 3 hours.
Woot.
I believe.
We hope. We're all hoping for that one.
We know SmackDown's going to be 3 hours. That's for sure. Raw should be 3 hours as well. At least that was the latest report, so... Raw moves back to 3 hours in 2 weeks, so that should be fun. But on this show, it was Io Sky replacing Kairi Sane. We talked about it last week. I thought it was going to be Sonya Deville. She made her case to be in the Intercontinental Championship tournament to Adam Pearce. He's like,
nah.
No, you attacked her, so you don't get match. Io gets match. She took on Natalya and Alba Fire. Io Sky got the win.
This is a good little match. Like, I enjoyed this. This was fun.
It's a good little match. Natalya kind of was looking at the belt like she wanted it, but it is not for her on this night. One day she'll get it. One day. One of these days.
One night. Just not today.
Today was just not her day. Also, mm-hmm. on the show, Chad Gable took on Akira Tozawa. Chad Gable quickly took care of Akira Tozawa. Had a little bit of confrontation with Otis at ringside, and they had a face-off at the end. It will be Otis versus Gable finally next week on Monday Night Raw.
We're getting on with it, y'all. Oh, thank God.
Finally.
Oh, thank God.
Finally getting it. After all these months, we're finally going to get the match that should have happened probably 6 months ago. But we're getting it next week before they leave the USA Network. So that's good.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Everything is fine and dandy there. Dexter Lumis took on The Miz. This was Dexter's first singles match on Monday Night Raw in 2 years.
Forever.
It's been a minute, as the kids like to say. Did it not last long? The AOP and the rest of the Final Testament would show up, causing disqualification. They all surrounded Dexter in the ring. And then the rest of the Wyatts, minus Uncle Howdy, showed up and chased them away. The powerbomb by Rowan with using Nikki to throw on everyone was cool.
That was hilarious. and awesome.
Dexter's little dive to the backwards dive to the outside off the top rope was fun.
That was pretty.
Yeah, it was fine.
I'm more comfortable with the DQ style stuff than I am just the straight losses, so this was better. I'm still believing in the process, but just I still got to see where this goes.
And I think once we get more time to tell the stories, we'll tell the stories the way they're meant to be told. Inside the Judgment Day's clubhouse, Finn Balor was venting about how he should have two titles, and Liv told Raquel to tell Balor that she knew this would happen. Balor told JD to tell Morgan that she had her own problems to worry about, namely Rhea Ripley. Morgan told Raquel to tell Balor she was on his case because he lost the tag titles. Dom was like, you guys, it's Christmas. We got to get on the same page and all these different things. And he's going to go talk to Adam Pearce for a match with Damian Priest because Dominic has a plan.
We should all be terrified that this man has a plan. This is the same individual who said he wants to be the reverse Undertaker at WrestleMania. We should all be just
be worried
scared
about his. Yeah. Damian would take on Dominic match. This is the third match in the series between the two of them. Damian would get the win as Dominic's plan involved many members of the Judgment Day dressed up and spotted in different locations, including JD as Santa. And they all were attacking Damian Priest, including Finn Balor and Carlito and everyone. And then the War Raiders came back and made the save, evening up the odds a little bit. And they took out the Judgment Day members, and the babyfaces stood tall.
I kind of like Damian with the War Raiders. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling the vibe. Like, the match was fine. The match was whatever. The plan was the plan. But Damian with the War Raiders, I like that. That's kind of a thing I can get on board with.
So they talked backstage, like, they've known each other for a while. They have never seen eye to eye, but there was always honor amongst them. Eric said Damian had their backs last week, and they owed him one. Priest says if you're at war with the Judgment Day, then he'll go to war with them, which means next week on Monday Night Raw, it's a 6-man tag between the Judgment Day taking on the War Raiders and Damian Priest.
Let's go.
That should be good. We then had the New Day come up at ringside talking about unbiased journalism. Kofi told them that their job isn't to have an opinion, it's to tell the truth. Wood said Barrett and Big E aren't man enough to lace up their boots again. Barrett's yelling at he's retired and they're just getting booed out of the building. Kofi said it was supposed to be a homecoming for him. His mother flew all the way 20 hours from Ghana in the middle seat to be seated here in the front row to see her son. And you're ruining it all for her. Ruining the experience. Which is like, we gave you all the best 10 years of your lives. And Kofi was apologizing to his mother. And she didn't deserve to hear any of this. He didn't understand why the fans were doing this. And he asked his mother for a hug. She stood up and goes, "What's wrong with you?" And grabbed her coat and stuff and left. Before we comment on that, Kofi and Woods were backstage. Ray approached them and he asked if he was going to pile on. What Mysterio said no, he thought he could win about what Kofi said last week, and he apologized while he said he could have handled things better. Mysterio said what they did Big E was out of pocket and foul. Mysterio suggested they apologize. Kofi's like, "We won't apologize, but because they didn't do anything wrong." Ray's like, I guess I tried. And he just, remember, you're going to learn to hear this. New Day sucks. New Day sucks. I like that they use Kofi's mother and all this. I like the added little dig he put in there. She flew 20 hours in the middle seat.
And the whole, "What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you, son?"
Like, she was so personally offended. It was great.
It was great. It really was.
It was so good.
We had an interview with Seth Rollins. Rollins said, Jackie asked Seth what the source of the disdain for CM Punk was. He said he's tried to explain it many times, but he feels like he's talking into the wind. Rollins said Punk needed WWE. WWE did not need Punk. He said a little hypocrisy just eats at him. He said his match with Punk will be a fight. It'll be the biggest fight in the industry, and he needs it now. He wanted to throw his remote control through the television when he was watching Survivor Series, when Roman put up his finger and Punk did this stupid little GTS thing. He said this match will be raw, visceral, and violent. He said he needed to cut the cancer out of his brain, and he will do it when he faces CM Punk. Solid.
This is a nice little promo. I mean, you can tell they're kind of like trying to move this along. They're trying to not do anything really like groundbreaking because, again, it's all pre-taped, so they didn't want to hit like something really hot.
And they did the hot segment at the Raw Netflix thing on YouTube.
Yeah, so it's something that like we're just trying to get to Raw on Netflix and get to the match. But I'm liking the energy everybody's bringing. I'm curious to see if we get any kind of rebuttal from Punk, which will probably be next week.
Yep.
And yeah, we're rolling right ahead into Raw on Netflix.
They will be in the same building under one roof, as the promo said, next week on Monday Night Raw.
Boom, boom, boom.
But Monday Night Raw opened up with Drew McIntyre, said he's never been beaten up as he was coming out of Hell in a Cell. He went home to Scotland because a close family member passed away. He said some of the people in the locker room were probably saying that they didn't know. McIntyre told them if they cared enough, they would have asked. He said the only one person reached out to him after Hell in a Cell. He said that he was led to believe they are a family, happy family in the back, but it's all BS. He said his brother wouldn't step in the back to take his spot, but people like the Usos and Sami Zayn would. McIntyre said the fans turned on him for someone who told them to go through themselves. McIntyre said he would give no more for anyone. He will continue to tell the truth. He said the real villains of WWE are Roman Reigns and CM Punk. He said it's pathetic that people like the Usos and Zayn went back to Roman's side when he snapped his fingers. This brought out Sami. He said he didn't know what happened to McIntyre in Scotland and thought he was recovering from one of the most vicious Hell in a Cell matches of all time. That's what everyone thought. The people backstage, the fans, everyone. He said he told McIntyre he also endured his share of losses. He spoke about missing funerals and other events. He said that it's life they choose and they are lucky to be WWE superstars. He said all the fans have similar stories of losses and sacrifices and said they get up every day and soldier on without pointing fingers at anyone else. He told McIntyre the fans made him. He said McIntyre thinks the world revolves around him because someone once told him he was the chosen one. Zayn said that what he and the Usos have nothing to do with him. He said there's no problem facing Drew McIntyre right here tonight. McIntyre said he knows that what Zayn said is the truth. McIntyre said Zayn can go home and see his family all the time, but his family's across the world and he doesn't have that luxury. McIntyre asked Sami why he won the match when he's never beaten him. McIntyre assumed that Sami wasn't even healthy. He said he saw Zayn's wife and the kid backstage and says go backstage and leave the arena with them. Zayn's like, you have my number, and I wasn't that. I'm not healthy so from Saturday night's main event. But he could go home, try to celebrate, get healthy over Holly's. But I would so much rather do this. And they punched Drew McIntyre in the face.
Which Drew got, like, go walking.
Mm-hmm. But Zayn got put down by Drew, going for the Claymore. Jey Uso returned, making the save.
I had no problems with this. This was all just absolutely fantastic.
Sami and Jey were talking backstage on who could get, you know, their hands on Drew tonight. And it's like, Jey wanted it. Sami wanted it. Sami's like, I need this. I'm the one who started. Let me finish it tonight. And then Jay's like, okay, but our guy next. Which led to the main event of Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn. Good match. Really good match. Drew McIntyre would end up getting the win. That makes Drew 3-0 against Sami this year. Drew continued the attack. Jey Uso returned to make the save again. But then the bloodline showed up of Tama Tonga, Solo, and Jacob Fatu. They beat down both Jey and Sami to end Monday Night Raw.
All of this was just absolutely fantastic. Everybody hates CM Punk. That's the message we're getting here. Although Drew McIntyre is going to have to, I guess, continue. Well, I shouldn't say he should wait his turn because, well, he had his turn. They had an epic feud. So Drew just maybe needs to chill and focus on, you know, other things like the bloodline. But yeah, the Sami stuff and Drew stuff was absolutely fantastic. We had the follow up with the bloodline, with the Usos. We have all of this stuff intertwining. And it's so good.
Yeah, and it'll set up some bigger matches. We'll probably get Sami and Jey finally getting a tag team match together to take on members of the bloodline probably at some point here in the next couple of weeks. And yeah, things are gearing up as we get closer and closer to the series premiere of Monday Night Raw on Netflix and the series finale next week on the USA Network and on cable television of Monday Night Raw.
This is going to be so strange. I know we keep saying it, but God, it's going to be so weird.
It'll be weird to hit the button, not hit, you know, a button on the cable remote, but hit a button on the TV remote that says Netflix and go there instead of the USA Network for Raw. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, it's going to be a little strange.
But that's a problem for 2 weeks from now. But that's...
Yeah.
That's our show... And that'll do it for us here tonight. First off, happy holidays, everyone. We will be live after the holidays for the Rack, for Jingle on the Rack, this Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. But before then, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all the All the holidays will be happening before then. So enjoy the next couple days with your family. Do the thing. We'll be live Thursday for the Rack. We're doing Christmas stuff the day after Christmas on Jingle the Rack. No wrestling, just Christmas fun. So join us then. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's CB Radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're either doing predictions or year wrap-up, something on Sunday. But we'll get there on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for a Raw Post Show live at 10 p.m. Eastern for the final time at 10. Maybe. I don't know. We'll figure it up. As the wind blows, we'll be here live after Monday Night Raw for the foreseeable future. It's at Walt Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WaltTalkRadio. Or chat if you have Amazon Prime, link your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular below the screen. You can use credit card RockTuck or
Min's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Mariah Carey, Shaq, Cyberpunk, Nikes, Batman, Harley Quinn, a weird snowbird, and more, because we are hashtag epic hashtag partner.
Partners. Hey, the snowbird is awesome. Do not bash the snowbird.
No, I like the snowbird. Snowboard is great. It's just you add it into the collection. It's
weird. Random.
Yes.
Look, the snowbird, everybody, buy the snowbird. It has a stick. You can chase people with a stick. Okay? Just do it. Just buy the snowbird. Buy it out. Get the snowbird. But anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWD. You can follow me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@symbolLensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All the things. We'll see you Thursday. I'm right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Oh, gliding in the one horse lane. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. WildTalkRadio.com.